Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
YumaDailyNews.com on News Talk 560 KBLU is brought to you by Half Off Yuma. Get our half off deals right now. Go to KBLUAM.com and click on Yuma Half Off for this week's savings.
Good morning. Here's the news in 60 seconds. YumaDailyNews.com. Kids who might be interested in painting will have classes available to them through the Yuma Art Center. Classes are actively going on. Supplies are provided. Sign up info at YumaDailyNews.com. Yuma police are investigating the death of a 22-year-old man who suffered from a gunshot wound. An older guy had been located at the scene and was taken into custody. Police are actively investigating. Over at Gila Ridge High School, senior Jeff Parlay has been nominated for a production award through the regional Emmys. See what the student had to say about the nomination at YumaDailyNews.com. And Yuma's Most Wanted is now up on our website. Find out this week's roundup of suspects that authorities want to see behind bars. The rap sheets have been included. YumaDailyNews.com. And finally, today is September 13th, which means it's Bald is Beautiful Day. If you have ideas for local stories, you can always send them to newsroom at YumaDailyNews.com. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
AM 560 KBLU, Russ Clark with you on Life, Death, and the Law. And I know the boys are on their way in. In the meantime, I already have Howard in here with the Freedom Library. Let's go ahead and go through some programs you got, buddy.
Well, this Friday is Constitution Day, September 17th.
That's
234 years old, this document is.
Can we give it resuscitation and breathe some life into this thing?
I don't know what it's going to take to do
you
that.
You got to get the paddles out every once in a while and yell clear.
Clear. Exactly. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to be celebrating it at the Freedom Library. You can come and attend in person or on Zoom if you'd like.
Okay.
But we're going to be screening a movie called An American Rhapsody. It stars Scarlett Johansson. This was filmed back in 2001.
Sounds familiar, I think.
Nastasha Kinski is in there. Tony Goldwyn's in the movie. It's a true story.
Okay.
It's about the impact that tyranny has on a family. you really see the impact in this movie. It's going to tear at your heartstrings, I think. It did mine anyway.
Well, you better show it quickly before it gets taken off of YouTube or whatever, because you know there's some.
Well, it is a movie. It's a real live movie.
Oh, buddy, they've been banning so many things now that may not fit a narrative.
So what happened to the First Amendment? I guess we lost that one a while back, didn't we?
Well, they're doing it through private businesses now, which are not the government. But the government's still directing it.
Yeah, it's still the government. Anyway, this is going to be held this Friday, September 17th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Freedom Library over there at the north end of the Yuma Sun newspaper building. So come on down. Enjoy the movie. We're going to have raffle prizes available and 50-50 raffle and all kinds of goods. And birthday cake, of course, because you can't have a birthday party without birthday cake.
And what kind of cake are we getting?
I'm not sure yet.
You know, it's kind of an important issue.
Is it?
Is it? You know, there's some chocolate lovers and cream cheese lovers.
Oh, that's an idea.
You know, there's a lot of choices to make.
I just get plain. No, I don't know what kind of cake we get.
You don't know? You're not in charge of the cake? You got...
I don't know. I'm not a cake guy.
You got an underling, maybe?
Yeah. I get some help.
Cupcakes are a big deal.
Well, maybe we should do cupcakes.
They do cupcakes. Because then you can get a variety.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a lot of
That's an idea. And then everybody gets one. Or two.
And they could all have like a little constitution on them or something.
Yeah. Well, that's awfully small. That's awfully small. But that's what's going on. And, of course, we have our classes currently going on. So if you'd like to come down and visit our classes Tuesday and Thursday nights. Tuesday night's the econ class. Thursday night is the constitution class.
You know, normally I'm doing dance class because I'm in dance class with my granddaughter.
Are you really? Good for you.
I'm just a watcher. I'm not. I mean, I just
Her. You know, you should get in there and do some tapping, man.
You did that
for
a while.
Yeah, I did. And get on stage there with your granddaughter. I mean, that was my dream to get on stage, but we never made it on stage with the daughters. Because they all took tap dance, too.
You know, when I was at the Civic Center this weekend, my granddaughter, I was talking to her. She's four. And I said, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, I just walked in. You know, she was with her mom. And she said, Grandpa, I really want to go on stage and dance. I said, let's go. You know, and I grabbed the lady, Luce, that plays the ukulele.
Yeah.
And she knew Frozen. And and she didn't feel comfortable, like I don't know if I'm supposed to. So I said, well, let's do it right in front of the stage. So right in front of the stage, we're dancing, and I'm twirling around in her little dress, and she's just laughing. And stuff like that. Well, what a great time.
Oh, yeah.
To lose that inhibition and to be 4 years old.
That's right. I'd love to be 4 years
and
old.
And to not have all that on you. Most 4-year-olds can't lose it because I guess we put too much on them, like, don't embarrass me type stuff.
Yeah.
I ask her, please embarrass me.
Yeah. Well, you can do that by yourself anyway. I mean, come on.
What could she hurt, right?
That's right. That's no big deal.
Yeah, what a wonderful deal, though, to be able to to do that. So I'm glad taking her to dance.
Yeah, you should be.
You know, I'm happy doing it.
I did that with our daughters for years.
It's a great social.
Yeah.
You know, and networking.
Yep.
And team building.
Yep.
All of it.
All of it. It's all a great learning. That's what we need. It really is.
But on Friday, it's good. Getting back to the Constitution, September 17th, 6 to 8 p.m.
And, 6 to 8 p.m.
And that's at your normal office. I like that.
Yeah.
That the Sun is, you know, letting you use part of their building and all that kind of, that's really nice.
Yeah, they have been tremendous
in
helping us out in the rent and just provide, you know, having the space available. Terrific landlords. Let's put it that way.
They've got the space because the newspapers have changed over the years.
Yeah, they have. They have.
You know, as we become more digital, they need less staff on call there.
But
where do we stand on the statue?
Oh yeah, let me give you an update on the statue. The tentative dedication date is now October 28th.
Okay.
And at 6:30 p.m. And it's going to be located on a piece of property that is now owned by Arizona Inn & Suites, but it's between Arizona Inn & Suites and Yuma Insurance Building.
Right down the street from here.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're still waiting for the plans to be finalized, and then we can get working on clearing the land and building the area up so that the statue can be placed.
And you're going to build a pedestal of some kind.
Yeah, the statue itself is already sitting on a 6-inch base.
Okay.
And then we're going to build a pedestal a foot high, which will be on top of concrete.
Okay.
A pad of concrete. Because on the concrete, we're going to have pavers and tiles celebrating the, you know, celebrating the sponsors of this whole project. And I got to thank the sponsors for all of their support. A vast amount of the work that in preparing the property for the statue is being donated.
Have they started?
Not yet.
Okay.
And so it shouldn't take too long once they do get started, but we've got to get the plans finalized. That's what we're waiting on right now. And then we can get going on laying the groundwork. And it's going to be a little park there. We're going to create a little bit of a park, a green area. And I think Bosco Naranja, the owner of Arizona Inn & Suites, has got some ideas on what he's going to do with it, too.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a fun deal.
But anybody will be able to visit there. It's going to be open to
the
public.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the whole idea, is for people to be able to park there, get out of their cars, look at the statue, examine it. Because it's going to be, you're going to have not only the pavers there and the tiles recognizing all the sponsors, but around the base are going to be a list of names of people throughout history that have supported Liberty. And it's not an exhaustive list. We only had room for 56 people. So
okay, we'll get good ones.
But we got good ones. Okay. And we've even got one that says, basically says too many to mention, more, but that kind of thing. So
yeah.
To let everybody know that we're this is not an exhaustive list. So
well, my attorney's arrived now, so it's time to take a break.
Adam, good.
Can you put us into a break?
Yeah, let's go to break. 560 AM, KBLU. That's what I'm here for.
All right, bud.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The high pressure that has kept us so hot the last several days is slowly beginning to weaken. Some cooler temperatures by midweek. The excessive heat warning still in effect until this evening. 111 the high today. To detect fever, COVID-19's leading symptom, it's critical to take an accurate temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Call 855-1-HOUR for a free service call with completed repair. Don't forget, we're
always on time, or you don't pay.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Arizona Marketplace is Yuma's largest outdoor market. Open to the public November 4th. Accepting all vendor applications now. Our clients are requesting products and services like RV repair, antiques, handmade items, flowers, clothing, and more. Call now to reserve your reservations. 928-328-1088 or visit azmktholdings.com. Arizona Marketplace, 3351 South Avenue 4E.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing buttons, turning dials, and doing stuff. I don't know what he's doing over there. Cruising Facebook. I don't know. And then we've got Howard, our constitutional guru from the Freedom Library. And I really thank you, gentlemen, for filling in. When I was coming in to, I was going to say the office, the radio office, this morning, I take 32nd from the foothills in, and there were a lot of accidents going on. So it jammed up a little bit as I made my journey in. I need to leave early with the understanding that probably that's going to happen, but not today. This Monday was a little bit crazy for me.
There was a lot of traffic today. I had a tough time getting out of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Really?
16th Street was probably waited there about 10 minutes. I'll bet you it was 10 minutes.
Jam-packed, yeah.
It was just a lot of traffic. No accidents, thank God, but a lot of traffic this morning.
Well, and I really appreciate you taking the time to plug some of the stuff that you have coming up, Howard. And I'm really excited for it, particularly the Statue of Liberty. My first thought was, when you do that, when Russ attends that, is he going to show us some of the dance moves that he's been learning? No. That was my first thought. No? Okay.
Well, if we advertise that, we may not get enough people. No, I'm sorry.
I bet you people will come just to see
yeah,
that.
That's true.
I would.
No, I may bring the, I'll bring the terrorist. She'll do them. She's a dancer.
Yeah, is she?
Well, maybe we could have. Maybe that's an idea. That might be an idea. That's a good idea.
That's a free idea for you, Howard.
All right, good. We'll get a dance.
I'm not even
going to
charge you for that one.
Okay, good, Adam. Thanks.
Jeez.
Over the weekend, we celebrated 9/11, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a somber issue to me, given what's happened, right?
Well, I don't think you really celebrate that, but anyway.
Sure. I don't know. That was
that's like celebrating December 7th, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, in Pearl Harbor Day. Yeah. Thank you, Howard, for the correction. Thank you for the correction in public over the air. Yeah, you're exactly right. We recognize the anniversary of 9/11, right? Yeah. And like I said, it's a somber event in my life because I remember where I was. I remember it vividly. I was out of high school by that point, and I know that's a big deal. I made it through high school. No, but I was out on my own, and at that particular point, I remember I was in an apartment, and my dad was in the area. He came knocking on the door, and I was just waking up that morning, and he said, "We're under attack." And I said, "What are you?" I was kind of groggy, just kind of waking up in the morning. If I remember correctly, in my mind, I'm thinking it was like 6-7 in the morning. It was pretty early in the morning, and I wasn't getting ready for work yet. I was just kind of barely stirring, and I remember like the fear or the confusion to that statement. We're under attack, and I thought to myself, what is that? Didn't comprehend it. I didn't comprehend what he was talking about. So we flip on the TV, and all channels were on it, and all we saw was at that time only Tower 1 had been hit. And so there was just smoke coming out, And so we're thinking, well, was this an accident? I was thinking the whole time, it's just an accident. Like, it's in they're tall, they're in the flight line. And so you just had a stray, something happened, that pilot, and maybe the bam, right into there. But then as we're watching it, you see this other plane, boom, hit the second tower. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, this isn't an accident. And that's when everything kind of changed.
Right.
And then as we continue to watch, it's just like, boom, 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 boom. It starts falling down or collapsing on itself. It was just surreal.
Terrible
surreal
day.
To think. Yeah. And so those images are in my mind. And then the subsequent actions that our president took, President Bush at the time, Jr., and we talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago, Russ, when I was on the show, that and Howard, you were in here as well, because we talked about your position on that was that we never really went to war because Congress didn't issue a declaration of war. They did issue a use of force, use of authority, basically, for the executive branch to go out and do what it did in Afghanistan and the surrounding areas in Syria and things like that, Iraq. And so there was some sort of acknowledgement that, hey, we're going to go get these bad guys. But that war, as we've seen over the last 20 years, it was a very difficult war that we'd never really fought before.
But we never really found out who did it, or if we did find out, we didn't go get them. As far as I know,
and well, I think we disagree on that. I think Russ talked about last time that they did identify, they self-identified as Al-Qaeda members.
So they're members of a terrorist group that had the intention of hurting America.
Well, they were training to hurt America. They had training camps.
In Florida and Arizona. So they,
did we ever capture them?
Some of them got their pilot license here in Arizona.
Yeah. Did we ever capture them?
Oh, gosh, yes. A lot of them are still
in Guantanamo. So then why did we spend all of these years in Afghanistan and going into Iraq?
We were looking for all of them.
I think the
but
idea
if we had
was,
already gotten them, why... What
we're
are we
still
doing
looking.
20
we're
years
still
later?
Looking for all of them.
And whether it's right or wrong, I think that the idea was that we've got to cut the head off of this snake. And if you cut one head, then another one pops up. That was our mentality. I don't know if that's what I understood this whole 20 years to be about. We had to kill a mindset or ideology from a people that do not believe the same things that we believe. And so we spent 20 years trying to snuff that out. And lo and behold, it comes... We come to the realization that we can't. No, duh, you can't. Well, unless you're going to bomb a whole nation or you're going to take them out and rebuild like we did in Germany or Japan. You cannot do that.
I think the way we pulled out, we actually emboldened them. So
oh, absolutely.
Who knows what's going to happen now?
Absolutely. So, and that's why I said in the very beginning, looking back on Saturday, 9/11, the recognition of that day in our history, I said it was somber. I'm mixed on this. Here we were attacked, and I remember vividly that day when I was driving home from work on the radio waves. I was listening to the radio, and on comes President Bush Jr., and he gave an awesome kind of like, you know, what needed to be done in that particular moment, which was a rallying of the nation, and he invited us to turn to God. And I feel like I saw more flags put out. I saw more people turning to God in that particular instance. More unity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless of political stance in that point, right. Once we were under attack, we unified and we still had our differences, but we were all on the same page when it came to that's not allowed in our nation. We're not going to handle that. You know, we're not going to sit down or sit back and allow that to happen. That was my feelings at the time. So I say, you know, in my mindset, it was a nasty, nasty thing. It was a horrible, horrible event. It brought us, I think, closer to God in a certain way that maybe our nation needed at that time. I think as the course went on, as years went by, we started forgetting, you know, and we forget. And we lose track of some of those things that are most important. And now we're what, 2021, 20 years later. And I feel like, was it all for naught? You know, was this all for naught? Did we not learn our lesson? And
I just wonder, shouldn't we be looking at what we were doing, our government, what it has been doing prior to 2001, where we would go into countries, send our military into countries to try to have regime change, trying to install other types of governments in other countries to... our way of thinking, so to speak, or to follow our lead. Well, is that the job of the United States government to do that? Don't you think with all the killing that our government has done overseas on individuals who are innocent individuals, you're going to get some blowback. And that's what this is. You know, Ron Paul talked about this, and he warned us about all this. And we don't seem to learn our lesson because... our government continues to go into other countries trying to establish some kind of regime change. That's not the function of our government. We really have to sit down. I do. I think all of us Americans really need to sit down and reflect upon what is the job of our government? Is it really to go around the world and start imposing ourselves on other people?
What I hear you say is our job to police the world and make sure that they are in check such that they don't attack our nation. I think you have different viewpoints on this particular issue. You've got those that are, yeah, we need to go out there and we need to kill off the problem before it gets to our homeland, before it gets and reaches us. That's I believe, currently what our diplomatic, if you want to call it that, diplomatic agenda is in the world. We go out, we put a presence in all these nations, we set up an embassy, and we have good relations. Well, we're trying to foster good relations with them. We're trying to help regimes be put in place that we feel like, as proponents of democracy, that will allow for freedom to be built in that particular country.
Yeah, that's definitely a different and radical difference of philosophy that our founders had. Because our founders said, you know, trade with everybody, but entangling alliances with none. And there's nothing in this Constitution that authorizes our government to go around the world and police the world. Nothing. That's not the job of our United States government. And because it has done that, it has initiated a lot of hate towards our government. Thank God the people of the world don't hate Americans, because they at least discern the difference between the United States government and the United States people, the country, because there is a difference. The government is not the country, and the country is not the government. Those are two separate entities.
Looking back at history.
But our job is not to go around the world and police it. That's not the job of the United States government at all. None. Not according to the Constitution, anyway.
Historically, Thomas Jefferson, as you read about some of these founders, Thomas Jefferson, he was, to me, he was an enigma. I mean, the guy was brilliant. He was charismatic. And getting to your point, Howard, he did go around the world, but he didn't set up a military presence. Instead, what he did was he made friends in high places. A lot of what we have today is a testament to what he did. He would go and he would meet with people. Love Thomas Jefferson abroad. I don't know why.
He also went after the pirates in Tripoli. He sent the armed forces out.
Sure, sure.
And he destroyed them.
He issued. You know, they had Congress issue letters of mark and reprisal, and that's what they did.
Yep.
That's fine. That's authorized.
I think that's a good example of what we're talking about. There is a line. I think Thomas Jefferson showed us that line. Mm-hmm. He went into other countries. He put on a show. He put on a presence. He got to know those leaders, and that caused the ability to, when we needed help from France, for example, or from England, and some of these very tense world issues that ended up coming to the United States mainland, Thomas Jefferson was the liaison that was able to stifle those out or ask for aid, and they did it because they liked him, and it was because he went out and he did this tour from time to time. He loved it over there, you know, and he lived it up, and he got to meet these people, and he established himself, talked about what we're doing in America, the principles that we're promoting here, and people loved him, and they loved that.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a fine line between putting our presence in these countries using what, you know, like a consulate effort. Yeah, we have an office there, but it's not a military presence.
Right.
We're not going to put our troops there in order to stifle out some sort of guerrilla warfare that might come up in the future, but we do want a presence there so that if you have concerns, or if you want to see how we do it over in America, this is how we do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but we do have, Jefferson, you know, went out, got his letters of mark and reprisal, took care of the pirates at the time, and then left. He didn't have there was no military presence in any of these countries like we have today. We got military presence all over the planet, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, to you, sure. And that's...
Well, it's not... where in the Constitution does it authorize that? You know, if we're going to have this Constitution, then shouldn't we abide by it? Otherwise, what do we got? What are we talking about here?
It's kind of like a buffet system, right?
Yeah.
It's not a buffet. It's not that, okay, I like this, but I don't like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take this piece. But that's the way that our politicians treat the Constitution.
I don't
like this.
Exactly.
I don't like that. But I do like this a lot. So I'm going to really hang my head on that. Yeah. It's not a buffet. It is what it is. We got to go to break. Yep. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Tune in each weekday morning for the Fox News Rundown, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
Summer heat is on the way. Time to check or replace your air conditioning system. This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. Yes, new systems are still 30 to 40% more efficient than a unit 10 years old. So call Quick Refrigeration, your trusted technician, keeping you cool since 1955. Also, experts in plumbing and tankless water heaters. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Quick refrigeration, we get you cool quick.
Join Big and Rich, Aaron Lewis, and Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry for a one-night kick-ass concert to salute American veterans and first responders. Saturday, November 6th at the Akchun Pavilion. Big and Rich, Aaron Lewis, and Eddie Montgomery will be joined by CMA artists Ashley Wineland, and political speakers. This is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power Fives, and we are proud to present you with the Salute to American Veterans. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
Want your business advertising to work for you now and in the future? Expand the universe you reach. Expanding your sphere of influence will not only bring you new customers, but also reinforce your business brand with those already part of your loyal tribe. You can do that with free over-the-air broadcast radio, which means more people every day than television, billboards, or social media. Sign up for our free business e-tips and learn how to reach more people more often with the power of this radio station at YumaAdvertising.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to the show. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU. You missed it over the break. I had to break these two gentlemen up, Russ and Howard, throwing blows. It was crazy in here.
Come on, we're talking here.
We're just talking.
I need a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I need a Band-Aid. It got crazy. Constitutional powers and stuff. I never thought I would start my Monday like that.
This is good. You know,
two
this
grown
is good.
Men. Throwing is, blows.
No, we're not throwing blows.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, but the listeners are going to actually think we're throwing blows. But this is good discussion. Yeah. This is the kind of discussion we need to have more of. I mean, it really does. This is the only way we're going to get at the truth is having more discussion like this. This is great.
And of course, they didn't ask my opinion. They just went at it themselves.
Okay, what's your opinion?
So I think Howard takes a really strong stance on whether the government can do this, that, or the other. And yes, he hinges his arguments on the Constitution itself, having gone through legislative issues and things that will go through the Supreme Court channels. This document has grown in interpretation over the years. The Supreme Court basically took the power on themselves back in the late 1800s to say, well, we're the ultimate arbiters as to what is constitutional and what is not. Marbury v. Hayes is that holding. And so basically what the Supreme Court said was, we decide what's constitutional. We're the ones that decide whether a law is or is not going to go forward. Ultimately, if there's an issue, if the people bring it to us and say, hey, this is unconstitutional because it infringes on my rights as an individual, then the Supreme Court says, yeah, we're the ones that come in, we're the judiciary branch, and we have the sole authority to decide whether that is or is not constitutional. Through that process, because they usurped that power in the very beginning through their own channel, through the judiciary channel, they have now been doing that over the course of all these years. And so when you say, Howard, well, it's not in the Constitution. It doesn't say that in the Constitution. If it doesn't say it in the Constitution, then the United States cannot do that. The government cannot do that. And so if I can summarize the argument the discussion that we were having over the break where you and Russ were, he was just pressing you, and you were pressing him on your different viewpoints there. And what I understood you both, the issue at hand was, can the United States do what it's doing right now constitutionally by putting foreign or putting our military presence in foreign countries. Howard is a very strong advocate that that is not constitutional. We should not be doing that. Obviously, just putting our military presence in a country, if I and tell me if I'm wrong here, but you're saying just on its face that invokes some sort of to that country unfriendliness. Why are you putting military into my country? Are you anticipating some sort of issue here that you have to, you know, take over? So on its face, I mean, that would be the natural first idea. If Spain comes to the United States and they say, hey, we've got a consulate there in L.A., but we're really thinking about putting a base there. Can we put a Spanish base in the United States in L.A.? You know, how would we receive that?
Exactly.
We'd probably say, no. Why are you going to put a military base? Wait a second. You want to put a Spanish base in L.A., and you're saying that our laws can't be enforced on base? You're saying that when we drive onto your base, we have to invoke Spanish law? That's what you're telling us? And I think if you turn the tables like that, we would never allow that. Mm-hmm. The United States would never allow that. So why are we going into other countries? And I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm arguing as if I was on your side, Howard.
Yeah, well,
which I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing you. I don't have a side.
No, but that's the argument. Turn the tables. Why? How would we react to something like that? I don't know. Maybe they like having our bases. I don't know. Maybe who knows why they're accepting our bases. I don't know why. You know, but they do for some reason. There's obviously a reason why another country would accept our military bases to be placed in their country. There's a reason for that, and I don't know what the reason is.
Yeah, and so going back to that issue, I think, Russ, what your argument was, not argument, but your disagreement was, well, doesn't Congress have the power to alter or amend the Constitution such that we can? Why is it unconstitutional to put troops in Germany?
They can't amend it. Like they can't undo something without another amendment.
Sure.
But there's definitely legislation that work within the framework of the Constitution.
Absolutely. So I build and frame this argument, gentlemen. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Because the answer lies in the power that they're hanging their hat on, which they say is constitutional, Howard. It's not explicitly or expressly written in the Constitution. It's been interpreted over time, and that is agencies. Does the executive power or the legislative branch have the ability to create an agency such that it can interpret laws, it can create laws, interpret those laws, and then ultimately hold a judiciary holding on that, whether that law was violated or not? That's all within an agency. What does that mean? What is an agency? The FBI, the IRS, the Department of Defense is what we're talking about, because the Department of Defense is the one that puts and promulgates rules regarding whether we have a presence in Germany, whether we have a presence in Spain. That's the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense is not built into the Constitution. So, Howard, you're exactly right. The founders didn't say, hey, we need a Department of Defense. We need a separate agency that will handle just that kind of stuff, the decision making of putting a base abroad and policing the world. The Constitution doesn't say that. However, what happened was there was a president or two over the years that said, I don't understand agriculture. I was a businessman, or I was in this part of my life. I don't know what the farmers need. I need help on that. And so I need a council of smart people that aren't I in the agriculture business, for example, that I can rely on, that I can go to and say, okay, this is what the farmers are clamoring for. Do we need to put legislation in place for that? I need to understand that. I don't have time in my day to deal with these foreign issues and the domestic agriculture problems that might be happening in Washington State or in Wyoming. I need somebody to kind of take that on. So they started delegating, they being the legislature or the president at the time, would delegate that power out. Who's going to collect our taxes? I don't have time as a president of the United States to sit down and go through every tax return every year. I need help. Thus, the IRS is born. So as these agencies started popping up to help the executive branch or the legislative branch. It can come from both of those through an executive order or through legislation is the creative power in the legislative branch. Congress can do this where they create an agency. There's defined points that have come through the Supreme Court over the years as to what makes an agency, whether it's constitutional or not. And then you have to hit those check marks. But if they do, then the Supreme Court has said over time that that is a valid agency. And what it does is just like as if we did it as Congress
But, according to Howard, if it's not constitutional, Supreme Court is supposed to reject it.
Yes.
Right.
And they should have rejected that, is my opinion.
Article 6 reads that this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof. So that means in order for a law to be legal,
has to fit
it's got to fit within the framework of the Constitution.
Or change it, okay? Or amend it, yeah.
The IRS, the income tax, this country didn't have an income tax. It was forbidden to have an income tax, according to the Constitution, okay, until 1913. So we went this whole time very fine, growing, and we had enormous economic growth because we didn't have an income tax. And the kind of direct,
and then what happened?
And then they talk about direct taxes in this Constitution, okay? And the direct tax would have been placed upon the states, because the states are the ones that created the national government. The Constitution does two things: it creates a national government, and then it creates restraints on that national government to only certain duties, certain activities. And so, if there's a direct tax that's going to be applied by the federal government to the states, then that's how it's got to be done. And it's got to be prorated based upon the population of each state. There was no authorization to go in and take money directly out of somebody's
paycheck.
But there
was an authorization to have an amendment to do that, and that amendment was the 16th Amendment.
The 16th Amendment.
So that made it constitutional right there.
Okay, and that's fine, okay? But if we're going to pass laws to amend the Constitution, you can't do that. You got to amend.
That wasn't a law. That was an amendment.
I know it was. Okay. I know it was. But I'm talking about all these other laws that are being made that are amending the Constitution that don't have any authority. Okay.
Well, I think some of those aren't laws. I think some of them are end-arounds through agencies having, just programs or stuff like OSHA is now doing the vaccinations. Because they can't do it.
There's no authorization for OSHA.
There is no authorization for that, and so they're putting it through agencies like OSHA.
We didn't have an amendment to create OSHA,
and that's my biggest argument. Is when we're going to go to break in just a second here, but I wanted you guys to understand, you that are listening, but also Russ and Howard. My biggest beef is with agencies. I believe those are unconstitutional and they should never have happened. Now we're in a position that we have a fourth branch of government. Yeah. You've got legislative, you've got executive. Mm-hmm. And you've got the judicial branches. Yep. Those were formed by the Constitution. Now we have agencies.
Out of control agencies.
And these agencies we cannot control. We don't have any ability to control
that. The executive branch controls them because they hire the directors.
Absolutely.
And then tell them what to do.
Sure. Right. So end around, kind of,
but there is no
accountability to us, the people.
Let's shut it down after the break.
Okay, this is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and Law. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783 4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years, and we're here to remind you that, yeah, we got tires for that. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations, or use the Tire Finder online at EdWhitehead'sTirePros.com to choose the perfect tire or make your appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasquet. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, and then we've got Howard, a constitutional guru. We've been having some really deep conversations in here, and I really enjoy it. Hopefully you guys aren't falling asleep as you listen to us, but hopefully what we're doing is we're stimulating on a Monday morning your brain juices, and you can start thinking of these things. Really, I think our ultimate goal is to help our community understand. You have the ability to understand constitutional issues.
Yep.
I want you to understand that everything is that is happening in your life right now, today, as you go to the store, as you deal with your families, as you go to work, everything is tied to some sort of constitutional issue. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the Constitution in its basic form, then you shouldn't be voting, really, number one. That's a really broad, very difficult statement to say, but you really shouldn't, because you need to know what we're founded on, so that when a political candidate comes out and says, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, your first reaction should be, is it constitutional or is it not? Mm. Is it going to grow the government power or is it going to limit the government power? Is it going to protect my rights or take away my rights? So... Case in point, yesterday, where did I see this? No, it was the day before we were out to dinner, my wife and I, and on the screen, we were in, what is it, over here at the new, it's a hotel, they've got a, in the lobby,
it's
they've got,
it's not Four Seasons,
oh, it's not Four Seasons,
no, Four Points.
Four Points, there you go,
yeah.
And they've got, I don't know, it's not Sbarro's Pizza, it's something
it's Boston Pizza?
Barrow's Pizza, I think,
no,
or something like that.
It's not Boston Some, pizza.
I don't know. Starts with a B.
Yeah.
Anywho, it looked a lot like the Buffalo Wild Wings kind of setup, you know, kind of like a sports bar kind of thing. Right. I say that because we were eating dinner, and on the screen came up Obama, and he was plugging Gavin Newsom,
right.
And he's basically reject Larry Elder from
the black face of white supremacy.
Yeah, so it has pictures of Larry Elder shaking hands with Trump, and then it's got Obama speaking and things like that, and and talking up Gavin Newsom. Mm. And so I tell you that because we are surrounded by constitutional issues every day.
Mm.
And I say that because I said, when you go to work, when you deal with your families, all these things are tied to the Constitution and what you can. What your actual individual rights are, and that popped into my mind because I'm thinking Gavin Newsom is the one that forced Californians into their homes. He forced people to do things under his government gavel and his authority, even though he didn't have it. And so the people rejected that ultimately, and they said we need a recall. We can't have a dictator in our state, which is kind of bold by California to do. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have seen them doing that, but they did it. Mm-hmm. And so you can see as these issues really hit your home, especially Californians, as they're fleeing California to Arizona, as they're going to the polls for a recall effort, they understand, or they're starting to understand what happens when you vote in a person that is thinking that they are a dictator, that they have all this authority under government power to force you to do something like stay at home, to not walk around outside, to not exercise. Those are wild ideas that our founders said, what the heck? The government cannot do that, right?
Yeah, no.
And so Californians, I think, have lost track to this point of the Constitution and what it does, and the, allows you to curb a Gavin Newsom type scenario. Now they have to live with what they chose, and they're not liking it. So I say that because that very thing can happen in Arizona. In fact, it did happen in Arizona. We had the proposition that allowed for taxation of those that make over $400,000 a year. Here in Arizona, it was like a 70% raise on taxes to those individuals. But the way that legislation was presented this last this last voting cycle was that it's for the children, right? Oh, well, the excess, we need to tax you, and all that's going to go into this fund, this pot of money that the educators can use in their schools and stuff, because we need to support the children. But it's like, why? So you can go online and use an online system. You don't even want to go to school and teach my child. So why am I going to give you more funding?
It passed, though.
It passed, and it made me me really sad. And so those types of things, taking our money to fund a program, a public program, I have a hard time with. I do not think that's constitutional. I'm sad that the Arizonans did that, that they weren't paying attention to the real means behind it. You know, and it's not like Arizonans came to the legislature and says, you know what, we need this huge fund. We need to tax the rich and take it and put it into this fund. The Arizonans did not do that. It was foreign state and foreign committees and programs and agendas that came into Arizona and started to inject their ideas and what they thought Arizona should be. That's just one example. Every election cycle, you see propositions like this. And it makes me kind of mad that you're coming into my state and you're telling us what we think we want. And we don't want that. But oftentimes what they'll do is they'll cloak it in some sort of public good argument. You know, it's for the children.
Yeah,
don't you like children?
But,
don't you want your children to be educated?
But I think in the long run, people get it. I think they are learning. They are finding the power of government to be very, very intrusive. You know, I would invite people to come to our Constitution class at the Freedom Library. That's what we talk about every every week for 2 hours. We discuss. We go through the Constitution. So if you've got some time, come on by 6 to 8 p.m. But and even on Zoom. But the point is, I think people over time learn this. Jefferson kind of said it when he said that, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase him badly probably, but he believed in the people, that if eventually people will end up understanding all of this stuff. And there's nothing like leaving the power reside in the people themselves. And that's where the power does reside. It all resides with us.
But it shouldn't reside in a referendum or initiatives like he was just explaining. Only 26 states have it,
yeah.
And all 26 states have had, you know, those deals where outside money comes in and pays big advertising to do something that we wouldn't have done otherwise.
Yeah.
And I think those are unfortunately a problem for us.
We have referendums and recalls. You know, in initiatives where
I'm talking about initiatives where they can change law.
Exactly.
That's a democracy, not a republic.
That's a democracy. We don't have that at the federal level, which is probably a good thing.
It's a good thing.
No, that's on purpose. Sure.
I think it's bad that we have it in Arizona.
I think Governor Ducey, having gone this last election cycle, I think he ought to really consider, if he hasn't or if he's not working on this, some sort of legislation. I've been trying to craft this in my mind. I'm going to shoot him an email. And I'm gonna be like, you know, Doug, come on. You know, we're buddies. Just kidding. I don't have a relationship with Doug Ducey. But I have thought about that. And I do have
dropper.
Means. Yeah. I have means to get something to him if I want to. But there would be a real need, in my opinion, for an Arizona constitutional amendment or some sort of voter-passed legislation that would allow for us to protect Arizona from outside legislation ideas.
And a sunset clause on some of these initiatives. Because They start becoming part of our Constitution.
Well, yeah, it's nasty.
And it can be directed by who has the most money.
Absolutely.
And that's unfortunate.
So what we're seeing is foreign individuals, when I say foreign, outside of the state of Arizona, coming into our state and putting in legislation, and we're none the wiser. A lot of our people are going to the polls thinking, oh, it's for the children, or it's for the elderly, and they market it so well that you feel like a horrible human being if you vote no to that, because you're like, well, yeah, I like children.
Well, self-governance is just that. You're responsible
to figure out
for your own individual liberty. That's what it means to be self-governing. And if you're not willing to take the time, then I guess you're not willing to take the time. But you shouldn't be, if you're not willing to take the time to investigate this and research all the people running for office and all the propositions and what have you, then you probably shouldn't be complaining about the dictatorship that's coming down on you.
Let me leave you with this thought, and we'll talk to you next week, but I want to leave you with this thought or this question. Are our rights given to us by God, or are they given to us by the government?
Exactly.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.